A newly ordained pastor called to serve in a rural parish, small community, and so as he had been instructed here at Concordia Seminary, he decided to kind of take the same route that Paul did when he went to Athens. He kind of walked around, got to know the city, even went through some of the cemeteries to learn a little bit about the history, what's going on. And it was a hot day, the latter part of August, and so he was getting kind of tired. So he decided to stop off at the local post office, which was usually the hub for a lot of interesting conversation at that time. So he was tired, and so he said, I'll just go over here and sit and rest. And so he walked into the post office, and there, of course, was a government official behind the desk there, a nice lady, and several other men and women in there talking. And they're discussing about this new pastor that was going to come into town. And they were kind of wondering, who is this guy? When is he going to get here? Because we certainly hope when he gets here, he can really straighten things out for us with the church and worship and Bible study. Well, this fledgling neophyte pastor, he walked up to the counter, introduced himself to this lady in the back and said, Hi, I am. And Jesus was tired. And he was walking up north in the northern kingdom, heading up to Galilee, going through Samaria. And he was getting pretty tired, obviously. And so he decided to take it easy. It was at the sixth hour, high noon. So he was going to stop off at Jacob's Well and rest. He was pretty tired. And so a Samaritan woman walks up to Jesus, and Jesus says to her, can you give me, a drink of water? Well, Jesus knows that the Jews and the Samaritans are not in the buddy system. And of course, this was the first shock and awe of this lady. And of course, she responds, and you're a Jew, I'm a Samaritan, and you want me to give you a drink of water? I mean, this made no sense to her, nothing. And Jesus answered her and said, if you knew the gift of God and who it is saying to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. Well, that sounds pretty good. I'll take some of that living water, but you don't have a bucket to get it. How are you going to get it to me? And Jesus said, everyone who drinks of this water from this well, you're going to be thirsty again. Kind of thirsty already. You're going to be thirsty again. But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. And so to get this woman not out of the way, but in the way, Jesus says, would you just kind of go get your husband? Well, she confesses, right? I have no husband. Rightly you are. That's correct. You answered correct. And you have no husband. You've had five husbands, and the man you're living with right now, he's not your husband. Well, he points out to this Samaritan woman, just like so many people today, whether they're young, middle-aged, or old, they have participated in this, I guess you might say, this immoral cohabitation nation, thinking that it's okay, the ends justify the means. Everybody loves everybody, but of course they forget that love is the fulfillment of the law. This just isn't, well, no big deal. All things are permissible. As Paul says, but not all things are beneficial, all things are permissible. But Paul says, I will not be mastered by anything. But this is a big deal. Can you really be living together in this world? Well, a lot of people are doing it, and they think it's meet, right, and beneficial, of course. But no, marriage is a one flesh union ordained by the Lord, and anything contrary to this, of course, it all becomes just like St. Paul says in Ephesians chapter 2. You are just part of the, what we say, the walking dead. all shriveled up in sin and trespasses. For the things we do, we shouldn't do, the things we shouldn't do, we do. And so Jesus laid bare this woman's sins and keeps the word coming. He just doesn't let up with us, you know that. He doesn't give up. Even when we are confronted in our personal lives and start drinking from Satan's polluted, contaminated well of worldly temptations and sin, you can't cloak sin before God. That's not possible. You can say whatever you want to say, and you can walk into movies and put your cap on and your coats and think, well, nobody's going to see me and nobody's going to know. You can't cloak it. And so Jesus says to the Samaritan woman, woman, believe me, the hour is coming when neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem you will worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know, for salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming and is now here when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father is seeking those people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him in spirit and truth. And the woman said to him, I know the Messiah is coming, he who is called the Christ. And when he comes, he will tell us all things. And Jesus said to him, sent to her, I am he who is speaking to you. The truth revealed before her eyes and her ears. She drops the water bucket, scurries off to her town, and tells the people in the town what she has seen and heard from what she perceives to be, of course, this great prophet. And it piques their interest, and they run off too. And they see and find this Jesus and hear his word, and then they come back and tell her, well, it was nice what you said, of course, and you piqued their interest, but we believe because of what we have heard. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. And so we receive this spring of water welling up to eternal life in water, in word, in faith, in his body and his blood, proclaiming the death of Jesus Christ till he comes again for the forgiveness of our sins and this grace gift freely given that abides in us and we in him. Well, there I stood in this post office with all these people talking about who is this guy that's coming. And then, of course, one person turns to me and they said, who are you? Well, I'm Bob Weiss, the one who you're chatting about, the one that you have called to serve you as pastor. Well, it didn't take long for the word to get around. With this identity of one who is ordained and called into the office of the holy ministry comes awesome and wonderful and blessed responsibilities as Jesus' servant. And there I am, a call servant of the Word, the Christ, to be faithful to the scriptures and to the confessions, standing before God's sheep, proclaiming that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the Blessed One. And you too are his witnesses. Amen. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.